Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 79 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we wrapped up the weekend with a group of Kansans advocating for new legislation for legislators to look at when they reconvene in January that would ban smoking in state-owned casinos in the state. As KSNT News reports, that local advocates and casino workers around the state are petitioning to make changes to the policy that argue that people who smoke know the risks of the activity, but non-smokers of the gaming floor are unfairly impacted.
Tired of dealing with secondhand smoke while I work. I love my job better than dealing with that every day. When I'm at the door, I've had people blow smoke in my face, things like that. So I can't get away from it.
Casinos are one of the few places left in the state of Kansas where you are allowed to smoke inside. In other news, with the warm weather continuing across the Mid-America region, be aware of snakes in the area as zoologists across the state say they're baffled after seeing a large increase in diamondback rattlesnakes around the state, more so, they say, than what is usually seen or reported across Kansas.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st, subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
As the ongoing conflict in the Middle East continues to escalate, some here on the home front are being affected by the issue. As one individual, Casey Withers, has been spending time in Beersheba, and he originates from right here in the state of Kansas. As he says, over the past few weeks, he's been seeing multiple missiles and rockets being shot into the areas right where he's residing.
They live it every day. This is not something that just happened last night. This happens daily. But the bombardment that happened last night was unprecedented. There is no way to explain that. There is that threat every day, but where I'm at, my location, the facility I'm in, it's really safe.
That audio from KSNT News, as he says he is relatively used to the bombings, being an Army veteran, but says with his past military experience, he's still unsettled by watching the bombardment coming from the nation of Iran. He goes on to say he wants Kansas to understand that uncertainty looms over the region. At American Network News.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An Omaha board member for the Nebraska State Board of Education had submitted her resignation last week, with the vote officially coming on Friday to accept her resignation, with now Governor Jim Pillen of the state being able to appoint a successor to the seat. According to the Nebraska Examiner, board member Jacqueline Morrison of Omaha had submitted her resignation back on September 6th without citing an explanation for her decision. She was elected to the board back in 2020. As now Laura Strimble, the spokesperson for Pillen's governor's office, said that the State Board of Education has accepted Morrison's resignation, and upon receiving that, they will accept applications to fill it as promptly as possible. Two candidates that could potentially be selected to fill that seat include Liz Renner, a documentary filmmaker and communications professional, along with LaDonna White Griffin, a former teacher and principal of the Omaha Public Schools that founded and is the CEO of the Leaders to Legends Academy, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area firefighters spent the weekend responding to an outbreak of rural cropland and grass fires throughout southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. Continued dry and windy conditions led to red flag warnings, and some farmers were asked to suspend harvest operations to avoid potential aggravation. As many farmers volunteered discs to contain wildfires out of control. Hardest hit was northern Gage County, with some evacuations in the Holmesville, Adams, and Pickerel areas for a time Saturday. A farm structure at a rural residence along U.S. 136 Highway, some 5 miles east of Beatrice, was lost, and some power poles were affected. At least four different fires in Gage County Saturday included one near Odell, another near Holmesville, a major fire north of Pickerel, and a combine fire, with over 200 firemen from volunteer departments in Nebraska and Kansas responding. Hot spots were monitored overnight. Some fires reignited with winds Sunday, and crews responded just south of Rockford Lake near Beatrice after a combine harvesting had caught fire. In Marshall County, fires near Oquito and northeast of Blue Rapids were reported. All Nemaha County, Kansas, fire departments were responding late Saturday, most confined to the east half of the county. Unrelated to blaze in Washington County at the Fairview Mills processing plant shortly before noon Friday was quickly contained, with no injuries or significant damage. Emma Brungart, age 19, of Blue Rapids, was tragically killed Friday evening in a vehicle accident involving the Colby Community College equine team, of which she was a member. The single vehicle accident on a Thomas County road near Colby shortly before 10 p.m. The pickup carrying five people lost control and struck a tree row. Four other college-age occupants, including the driver, suffered only minor injuries, with the fatality claiming the life of Miss Teen Rodeo Kansas, Emma Brungart. Family and friends gathered on the square in Blue Rapids Sunday evening for a candlelight vigil remembrance. Potential sale of county-owned property in East Marysville that was acquired for a new jail was discussed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. Such a decision would have to be unanimous. At least one commissioner, Fritz Blasky, is encouraged keeping the property. He remains in favor of a new jail construction despite two failed ballot measures. Property taxes on the six-acre plot run $1,500 to $1,600 annually. If a jail or other county-owned structure were built on the property, an exemption could apply. Consideration of additional storage space was then discussed. Commissioner Keith Bramhall suggested they offer the property through a sealed bid process and see what interest it might generate. No decisions were made on the matter. Public Works advised of a 1996 resolution disallowing commercial truck traffic on the blacktop south of Blue Rapids, and commissioners voted to raise rent for the Helvering Center in Marysville from $150 to $200 effective January 1st. Washington County commissioners at last week's meeting discussed condition of the runways at the airport after a recent inspection noted several potholes and breaking concrete that would be a hazard for aircraft with loose debris. Public Works will consider options. And commissioners also asked rental rates, particularly for spray planes, be compared with similar facilities. Kansas Department of Transportation is asking some 31 miles of Washington County roads be turned over to townships with traffic counts less than 50 vehicles per day, which would disqualify federal funding. A recount on some of the locations will be requested in response to a one-day count, which may not accurately reflect longer-term numbers. Nemaha County Commissioners' last meeting worked on budgets in an effort to lower the mill levy initially requested. Appointments to the Planning Commission were approved unanimously, with Mari Haverkamp replacing Lynette Strothman and Brent Hollerson reappointed, both for 3-year terms. Marshall County Health Department outreach vaccine clinics continue with stops planned in Bremen Tuesday, October 8th, 11 until noon. Blue Rapids and Waterville Thursday at the Blue Rapids Community Center, 10:15 to 11:45. At the Waterville Community Center, 12:15 to 1:45. Stops also planned in Axtell and Summerfield and Beatty, October 14th. Frankfurt and Vermilion, October 15th. Full schedule and immunization forms available online at marshallcohealth.org. Please bring your current insurance card with you. Eunice M. Meyer, age 70, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Eunice Meyer. Lloyd Link, age 99, of Marysville, passed away October 2nd. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial follow at Mount Pleasant Cemetery, northwest of Waterville. Visitation Monday, 3 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Link. Emma C. Brungart, age 19, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday, result of an automobile accident. Funeral service Saturday, October 12th, 11 a.m., at the Blue Rapids School Gymnasium. Burial will follow at the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Emma Brungart. Lloyd Chubkegel, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday at 2, with a visitation from 10 until 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Chubkegel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomato, and apricots. Tomorrow, spaghetti, French bread, green beans, and iced pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying sunny into Wednesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still sunny into Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Warmer as we head into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And temperatures cooling off as we head into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 94, the average low 48, the record low 18 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening 7 p.m. A chilly 37 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From ABC Sports, I'm Joey Waller. Packers beat the Rams in L.A.
Play action. Looking downfield, right side, left side. Tucker Kraft wide open, left sideline, 40, 30, 25, 20, all the way to the end zone for the touchdown.
A 66-yarder, both of Jordan Love's TD passes to Tucker Kraft. That is Packers radio during their 24-19 win, Green Bay 3-2. Broncos handle the Raiders.
Minshew with a play fake, rolling to his left. Now floats one too high. It's going to be intercepted at the goal line. Down the west sideline, intercepted. This is past Sertan. Sertan's going to house call it.
A 100-yard pick six of Gardner Minshew. Broncos radio during their 34-18 victory, Denver 3-2. Cardinals come back at San Fran, 24-23, scoring the last 14. Giants surprise at Seattle, 29-20. Daniel Jones, two TD tosses. Meanwhile, Texans outlast the Bills 23-20 in overtime. Ravens survive the Bengals 38-35. Commanders win their fourth straight, crushing the Browns 34-13. Bears bust the Panthers 36-10. Jags outscore the Colts 37-34. Dolphins come back into New England 15-10. In London, 5-0 Vikings hold off the Jets 23-17. Aaron Rodgers, three picks. National League Division Series. Mets tied at Philly. Home ninth, Nick Castellanos up.
Swung on, line down the left field line, and that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring, and the Phillies walk it off.
Phil's radio during their 7-6 walk-off. That series 1-1. Mark Vientos, two homers in the loss. WNBA semis, Sun over the Lynx, 92-82, tying that series 2-2. Liberty eliminate the two-time defending champs in Vegas, 76-62, advancing to the finals. Sabrina Ionescu scoring 22 points for New York, and so they are on to the WNBA Final Two. Joey Waller, ABC Sports.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Weekend. Trading will resume with the major indexes higher as of Friday's close, with the Dow at a new record high and the S&P 500 near its all-time high. Friday's jobs data from the Labor Department for September was so strong that it pushed traders to abandon bets that the Federal Reserve will deliver another larger-than-usual cut to interest rates at its next meeting. Among the things that could affect stock prices this week are reports on the U.S. trade deficit Tuesday, an inflation report with the Consumer Price Index Thursday, and also that day the regular weekly Labor Department survey on initial claims for jobless benefits. Friday, a report on inflation at the wholesale level. And every day during the week, various federal and or regional Federal Reserve officials will make speeches. Flooding from Hurricane Helene hit a Baxter International plant in North Carolina that makes much of the country's intravenous fluids, triggering temporary shortages. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we now know, the East and Gulf Coast dock worker strike is now suspended till mid-January, but it's yet another reason producers need a new farm bill. The International Longshoremen's Association ordered its members back to work after their three-day work stoppage while negotiations continue on outstanding issues like port automation. But American Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch said even before ILA members agree to the partial deal on wages, a port backlog would take time to clear.
A 2 to 3 day strike would take over a week to clear.
With 59 ships carrying hundreds of thousands of containers at anchor. As for the workers,
we are worried that even if they go back to work, you know, are they going to work hard as well? So that's something that we're looking at in the longer term as well.
All possibly hurting an already hurricane-ravaged southeast, a key reason the White House pressed both sides to suspend the strike. Another, the impact of backlog farm exports on an already collapsing bottom line for producers. Still, without a new farm bill, AFB's Munch says this.
It's another pressure and another disruption that our farmers are going to have to deal with without a good safety net in place. There's already carriers that have announced surcharges on containers to start in mid-October. Now, to export ag products, they could be facing a $3,000 per container surcharge, and that's not something that foreign markets are going to want to purchase.
The 36 affected ports handle tens of millions a week worth of produce, poultry, dairy, soybeans, meat, corn ethanol, and farm machinery. The suspended pork strike and the August Canadian rail strike, plus Hurricane Helene, were just the latest examples of why United States farmers need the protection of a modernized farm bill. Once again, helping us out this morning from the American Farm Bureau economist is Mr. Danny Munch. As it shows, suspended dock worker strike is all the more reason for a new farm bill. Sam Spank with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics marked its 1 year of operation this September. The head of K-State's entomology department, Brian McCornack, is one of the directors of engagement for the Institute, and he discusses what they have been working on and what he is proud of.
So ID3A is short for the Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. And, you know, with a title like that, you're probably expecting robots, automation, very tech heavy. And yes, those are all part of it. But at the end of the day, I think what makes this institute unique when you start comparing this across our peer institutions is that this is really people centered. It is truly an interdisciplinary partnership, really focusing on transforming our learning, research, outreach, and engagement around these digital technologies to really enhance agriculture, environment that those agricultural, you know, manageable units live in, at the same time thinking about the socioeconomic decision-making that affect farmers and ranchers here in Kansas.
He explains how ID3A has been tasked with helping innovators advance their work.
You know, the biggest thing, especially internally, is that, you know, we're bringing new folks to the conversation. A lot of the directors have been working in some capacity for maybe the last 10 or 12 years on lots of projects, so either with direct industry partners or USDA funded or even commodity grants. And I think, you know, what I'm most proud of is that our take on this is that it's not just this group. Like, we get the privilege and have been charged by, you know, President Linton and Dr. Stewart to really advance, like, what we've been doing, but, you know, cultivate the leadership on campus. We've sought out this last year folks that are innovating in that space, realizing that we can help them in a lot of ways, take what they're currently doing and elevate it.
McCornack says how special relationships have been formed because of this institute.
Being able to work with other people who think differently about that exact same system just energizes a room that I wish others could be a part of. You know, we're working with Power Pollen, working with some other folks that once they heard that K-State is putting a significant amount of value in digital ag and advanced analytics, people have been reaching out. And I think that sends a really strong message, not just to our state constituents, but definitely the region, that innovation and leadership can happen here right at Kansas State University. And to me, that's probably the most exciting piece, is that we've got the folks here. But at the same time, we want to partner with others that are interested in seeing this vision come alive.
That was head of K-State's entomology department and a director of engagement for ID3A, Brian McCornack, with a recap of how the Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics has progressed at Kansas State University this past year. Learn more at www.ksu.edu/ID3A. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Thursday, October 10th for approximately 378 acres of Washington, Marshall, and Gage County land split into three tracts. Track 1 rests in Gage County, consisting of 159 acres. Track 2 sits in Washington County with 108 acres, and Track 3 in Marshall County with 111 acres. All three tracks are considered prime cropland, consisting of over 95% cropland acres, with a location north of Hanover, 2.5 miles east of Kansas Highway 148 on State Line Road. In-person auction held Thursday, October 10th at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. All Midwest land and home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform with online registration and online bidders' terms due no later than Tuesday, October 8th at noon. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
What has caused more stress this year than social strife or civil unrest? We will tell you what some researchers are pointing to on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 7th, the 281st day of the year. Actress Rachel McAdams has a birthday, and physicist Niels Bohr was born on this day in 1885. It's hard to argue that recent years haven't been some of the most stressful years in recent memory. But what makes us most anxious, according to researchers at the University of Connecticut, are not objective matters but the interruption of our cultural rituals. From public events like ball games or festivals to daily rituals like handshakes or eating out, those customs serve to reduce stress by providing us with a sense of structure and predictability. So if you can't shake feelings of anxiety, it makes sense to examine your routines, and as much as you can, embrace the power of rituals this fall. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and a chilly 37 degrees this morning. Quite a contrast from middle 90s on Saturday. We'll look for middle 70s on the high side on our way back up today. Into the 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. Sale day today with a cattle and hay sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings include one black heifer bottle calf 5 days old, two red and white face black bull bottle calves 2 weeks old, 15 black and red steers and heifers off cows 5 to 650 pounds, five black first calf bred heifers preg second stage, they're bred black, 12 black steers and heifers off cows 920 vaccination, they weigh 3 to 550, seven black and white face heifers, 1st of September, weaned and vaccinated, 500 pounds. 7 black and red steers, yearlings off grass, weigh 750 to 8. 20 black and red steers and heifers off grass, weigh 650 to 750. The cattle and hay sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Give them a call or go online for complete information.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was close, but no cigar for the Kansas Jayhawks this weekend as they wrapped up another week with a loss against the Arizona State Sun Devils on Saturday with a 35-31 loss, putting the Jayhawks now 1-5 for the regular season. It was close going all the way up to the half where they were tied at 14 and even putting up a field goal in the third quarter before the Sun Devils put 21 points on the board in the fourth quarter to finish the game. Overall, the Jayhawks dominated when it came to passing yards, putting up 260 yards throughout the game, as Jalen Daniels went 260 yards total with two touchdowns and going 18 and 31 attempts. The Jayhawks now have a bye week before coming back on October 19th, coming back home in Manhattan against Houston. Tonight, it's Monday Night Football with the Kansas City Chiefs as they are back at Arrowhead Stadium. They're going up against the New Orleans Saints with kickoff at 7:30. They're still undefeated, sitting at the top of the AFC West. The Saints are coming into the game at 2-2 for the regular season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville beat Abilene 22-20 in overtime. Concordia took Chapman 42-22. Rock Creek over Clay Center 21-0. Wamego beat Bueller 29-16. Valley Heights defeated Bennington 42-6. Centralia over Mauer Hill 52-0. Axtell a 44th straight win for a state record in 8-man, 50-0 over Wakefield. Hanover topped Blue Valley 46-0. Frankfort down Thunder Ridge 54-6. Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 48-0. Lynn over St. John's Tipton 34-12. Diller Odell took Sterling 72-7. And Southern forfeited to Thayer Central.
Marysville Bulldogs stayed perfect on the season, 5-0, but it took an overtime win at Abilene 22-20 as the Cowboys fall to 2-3. Cowboys scored late in the first, a 60-yard Weston Rock score, and a PAT gave them a 7-0 advantage. Willow topped 6-yard and 1-yard carries in the second quarter, had a conversion on the first, missed it on the second one. It was 14-7 Bulldogs at the intermission. Steven Cuba with the only second-half score in regulation, added 6 points with 6:54 to play in the third. Marysville had first possession in the overtime. Touchdown pass by Willow Tott, carried to the end zone for the two-point conversion for the win. Weston Rock, on their first snap in overtime, took it to the end zone, but their conversion pass fell flat. 22-20 Marysville final. Bulldogs are back home for senior night, hosting Rock Creek Friday. Reporting for TDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
On a beautiful Friday night for football, the Valley Heights Mustangs spoiled the Bennington Bulldogs' homecoming parade with a 43-6 win on the road, moving to 4-1 on the season and 2-0 in district play. 56 seconds into this contest, Jane DeWalt took it 45 yards for his first touchdown of the night, making it 6-0 after the two-point conversion was no good. DeWalt punches it in for a second touchdown of the night on a 32-yard touchdown run 3 minutes later, making it 13-0 after the extra point. Not to be outdone, Aiden Unruh took it 48 yards on his first touch of the night, making it 20-0 Valley Heights before Matt Shanks found Royce Ekstrom in the back of the end zone for a 26-yard touchdown, making it 27-0 all in the first quarter, Valley Heights Mustangs. It was all Mustangs in the second half as well, as DeWalt added not one but two touchdowns, including a 73-yard touchdown run late in the third quarter, making it 40-6. Royce Ekstrom ended this game with a 35-yard field goal with 3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, bringing our final score 43-6 as the Valley Heights Mustangs defeat the Bennington Bulldogs in district play. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
KNDY.